hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
And a hearty howdy goes out to you sailors across this fine nation.
What? Hey, mates, what? It's the Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Righty-yari, Hab. Last week we began a whole brand new captivating story called Polecat's Poison.
What's a polecat?
Well, here's a little hint, mate. What did the polecat say to the preacher?
I don't know.
Let's spray! Do you get it? A polecat is a skunk, matey!
Oh, let's spray! Good one!
Thank you, mate, with that great joke.
Wasn't that great?
With that pretty good little joke, let's continue our adventure for this week. Last week we sailed up Razoruckus River with Preacher Samson, and we met two little brothers named Rufus and Clovis. Boy, were they a feudin'. When we left our story, Preacher Samson told them how to shoot the gospel gun.
Preacher Samson, you must be about the best shot in the whole world.
Well, that might be stretching things a wee bit, Pixie.
Don't be modest now. You're the bestest in the westest.
Oh, there's lots of good hunters in these hills.
Oh, yeah? Name one.
Well, one of the best I ever know was a little fellow named Stinky. We grew up together. He was powerful good with a gun, but I ain't seen him in years.
How'd he ever get a name like Stinky?
Well, poor little fella smelled terrible bad just about all the time. Nobody could stand to be around him except me and his girlfriend, sweet Vidalia.
I know somebody that's a better shot than Preacher Samson.
I do, too. Why, this feller's the toughest, strongest, wildest mountain man that ever lived.
Sure enough, they say he's so tough he drinks poison for breakfast.
Even the rattlesnakes are scared of him.
He sounds like one tough cookie. What's his name?
Polecat Jack. He's my hero.
He's my hero, too.
Who's the king of the mountain, the head of the clan? Who's the scourge of these hills and the terror of land? Who can win every fight with his hands behind his back? There is only one feller, and his name is Polecat Jack. Polecat Jack, Polecat Jack, Polecat Jack. He's as free as bird, he's as strong as a bear. He has teeth like a wildcat and long, greasy hair. He don't have to take a bath, he don't care about the fleas. He can eat with his fingers and throw away his peas.
Where does this Polecat Jack live?
See that great big old mountain up there?
It would be pretty hard to miss.
Well, legend says that his cabin is up there somewhere, near the top of Moonshine Mountain.
in a place called Hidden Holler.
Then you've never seen his place?
Nobody's ever been able to find it. Sometimes late at night, you can see some lights going up Rock Cut Ridge, but they always disappear before they get to the top.
Next time we see the lights, we're gonna go see if we can meet Polecat in person. He's our hero.
Must be kind of boring being a preacher, huh?
Boring? Racing all over the countryside? Shooting a gospel gun? Fighting the devil?
Huh, that sure don't sound boring.
Believe me, it ain't. And all the time, I'm laying up treasure in heaven.
You two boys need to be laying up treasure in heaven also. The Lord Jesus could come back today.
When the trump of God shall sound and time is no more, I will meet my Savior on that heavenly shore. If I go there empty-handed, what will I say? When he comes from glory land and takes me away,
I want to have something to give.
Cabin is that over there?
That's where we live.
Captain Patch, would you mind if we stopped in to give these folks an invite to the camp meeting?
Wouldn't mind it at all, Preacher. PJ, drop anchor.
Yes, sir.
Princess, lower the plank onto the dock.
Right away, Captain.
Y'all come on in and meet the kinfolk.
What a cute little log cabin.
My power home.
Clovis Eugene Huckleberry, where have you been?
We got company, Ma.
Company, my foot. That dog won't hunt. Now get on in here before I throw a hissy fit.
Ahoy, Mrs. Huckleberry.
Oh, howdy, folks. Clovis, why didn't you tell me we had company?
I did, Ma.
Clovis, sweethearty, could you stoke up the fire in the wood stove? Dinner's about ready.
Could I stoke up the fire, Miss Adeline?
Why, Preacher Sampson, it's mighty fine to see you again. Sure you can. Just use that stick right over yonder.
What are you doing, Preacher?
Well, I'm stoking up the fire.
What do you mean?
Well, to keep a good fire going, the body has to stir it up now and then, and maybe add a log or two.
That's kind of why we're having camp meeting, isn't it, Preacher?
Well, that's the right good way to look at it, Captain Patch. If we're going to be good servants of the Lord, we need to stir up the gifts that the Lord gives us.
We also need to add the fuel of God's Word every day.
Amen.
Stick. Fan until the flame
You've been listening to Polecat's Poison from The Adventures of Patch the Pirate, a children's character building story and song recording with a theme of choosing heroes. For more information about Patch the Pirate and his character building ministry to families, call 1-800-GO-PATCH. Ahab, tell me two basic things you need to do to stoke up the fire.
Read your Bible and pray.
Exactly. That's why our quiet time every day is so important.
Before I start each day, there is a special place I love to go alone and seek my Savior's face. I find wisdom in His Word to instruct me in His will, and I hear His gentle voice say, "My child, be still." My quiet time alone gives me power to obey. My quiet time I talk to Him in prayer. Every day He meets me there. My quiet time alone with God. He's with me the time, wherever I may go, each moment of the day, He's always there, I know. But I need that special time when I bow before His throne, just to read His word and talk with my Lord. My quiet time alone gives me power to obey. My quiet time alone with God each day. I talk to Him in prayer. Every day He meets me there. My quiet time
Ship Jolly Roger. This is Chrissy Ann with some exciting news for every sailor. The Polecat's Poison CD is now also available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. This musical adventure has the theme of Christian heroes. Polecat's Poison is a fully orchestrated and creatively dramatized adventure. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to radio broadcasts with real audio, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org.